Masech Nishmas, Avi Mori, Yaakov, Yisrael Pilchus, Zeich Nishmas, Daniel Shein, Mas Yeshua Fowler. Okay, Parshas Miketz. Vehi Miketz, Sinosayim, Yomim, Ufor Cholim, Hineo Men Al Yor.
Rabbi, quick question. Is this the only year that Miketz doesn't fall on Hanukkah?
Yeah, that's my bar mitzvah year. We discussed this, that that every 19, 20 years or so, it's Miketz, it's only Vayeshev Shabbos Hanukkah. So that was my bar mitzvah here. And then like 20 years later, Rabbi Benji Leibowitz, my Talmud from Tinek, he had it also. And now another 19, 20 years after that is happened again. Okay. So we have the two Shnasayim Yomim. Baruch Olam. And the Medrash Rabbah says, "Behim Kesh Shnasayim Yomim B'chol Etzav Yehi Mosav." That in all difficulty, something good comes out. And he says, he said to Sar Hamashkim, "Did you remember me? Zechartani v'izkartani." Nitosav lo shtei shorim. So he had two more years in prison because he didn't have enough bitochon, and he was going to the Sar Hamashkim, and he was saying, "Remember me, remember me." So those two remember me's, he had what? Two extra years in jail. The son of Fishman, Shalom. Okay. So what is these two extra years in jail? And he says, the Medrash says that was good. In the end, something good happened. So we have to see what good happened from that. Then the Torah says here on page 2, Vaya Yosef Yitavis B'yom Yom Hashar B'yitzo Haveyas Anashim Habayso Tvoch Tevach V'Hachein. So Yosef says he's preparing these people, the guests, who are his brothers. He's preparing, and he says, shecht the food, because I'm having special guests. Ki iti yochlu anashim b'tzarayim. So Rash, the Gemara says, Tvoch tech v'achein, on page 3 in the Gemara, Paro lehem beis hashchita. He exposed the beis hashchita, v'achein tol gir hanoshe. V'achein, what do you mean, what should you do to prepare the food? Take out the gir hanoshe. Take out the gir hanoshe. Tvoch tevach v'achein, take out the gir hanoshe. And then the Medrash quotes this pasuk in Mishlei, B'chol etzev yei mosar. In all sorrow, there could be something good that comes out of it. So what's going on here? And that's the Medrash says it on page 7 in this pasuk. The Shnasayim Yomim that they got brought something good. And he suffered because he didn't have full amuna, and he said this, he asked, "Oh, remember me, remember me." He said it twice. Two more years in jail. Oh, so I want to show you something that from the Sefer Yad Sholem we're doing with a tremendous pilpul together with a tremendous Musar Haskal. Murdik. Okay? Listen to this. Gir Hanoshe, obviously the Pasuk says, Al-Kein lo yochlu b'nei Yisrael is Gir Hanoshe, right? In Parshas Vayishlach. But there's a machlokes in the Gemara in Psachim on Chav Beis Amud Aleph on page 8. Tanya Gir Hanoshe Mutar B'Hanah, Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, and Reb Shimon Osa. So it's a machlokes. But Bachil for sure it's Osa. Question is Gir Hanoshe also Osa B'Hanah or not? So Rabbi Yehuda says it's Mutar B'Hanah, and Reb Shimon says it's Osa B'Hanah. Okay. Oh, yeah. Oh, right. So now I'll tell you a more ridiculous word. It has the Rambam Paskin. The Rambam says on page 12, Gid Anoshim Mutter Bahano. So take a look on page 14 in the Beis Yosef. Says the Beis Yosef at the end of the piece here, at the second arrow in the Beis Yosef here on page 14. He says, Miu b'sefer azor parshas vayishlach nirish shehagid osu b'hano. Lachein tov li zoyer. He says that in the Zohar HaKadosh, he says that it's osu b'hano. So Mimela says the Beis Yosef, you should be nisar, not to get hano from the Gid Anosha. Right? Because in the Zohar, it says that it's osu b'hano. So comes the Darkei Moshe on page 14 in the Ramah. He says, look at Osiud Beis, the Darkei Moshe. Ve'eini mevin dvar, kishamati ki, he says, I don't understand the Beis Yosef. Kishamati ki baal sefer Zohar hu stam Reb Shimon. The Zohar is Reb Shimon, right? Shimon Yabai Yochai. Shimon Yochai, who polig imo b'talmud shalanu, right? He says that Reb Shimon is the same Reb Shimon in the Gemara, Shimon Bar Yochai. And what does he paskin in the Gemara? Osu b'hano. Right? Osu b'hano. And Rabbi Yehuda says mutter b'hano. But we know the halacha is Rabbi Yehuda, Reb Shimon, halacha Rabbi Yehuda. Right? That's one of the klolim of Psak. So therefore it should be mutter b'hano. So what are you gaining by telling me that the Zohar says it's Osir Bahana? The Gemara says that Reb Shimon holds it's Osir Bahana, but Reb Yehuda disagrees, and we pass it like Reb Yehuda. So why should we be Machmir? You hear the Kasha? The Beis Yosef says we should be Machmir, that it's Osir Bahana. Right? We should be Machmir that it's Osir Bahana, the Gid Anosha. Because it says in the Zohar. But no! Because that same Zoya is Reb Shimon, who's in the Gemara, and he's disputed by Reb Yehuda, and we follow Reb Yehuda over Reb Shimon. So by the fact that Reb Shimon in the Zohar HaKadosh says Osu B'Hanoah, shouldn't be a reason that we should have to be Machmir, because he's the same Reb Shimon in the Gemara. Reb Yehuda disagrees, and Allah chalka Reb Yehuda over Reb Shimon. That's the Ramah's Kasha on the basis. What was after? Okay? You hear the kasha? You hear the kasha?
Yeah.
It's a good kasha. Okay. So the Satma Rebbe, ooh, hey, look at Divrei Yoel. Hey, look at Divrei Yoel, says the parents to this. Yeah. But before we see the Hey, look at Divrei Yoel, we have to look at the Gemara Shabbos on Lamed Gimel Amud Beis on page 9, where the Gemara says, "Treis Hashodi, Idlu Treis Hashodi b'Mararta." Right, Reb Shimon Yochai was in the cave for 12 years, and then he came out, and he was upset that people were doing mundane activities, but he was in there a long time in the cave. So this is what the Satmar Rebbe says. He says a big yesod to answer this kasha. So he says like this. Naftim on page 11 on the right. Zohar HaKadosh. Lo yochlu b'nei Yisrael segir anosha. Afil b'hano osur. Even osur b'hano. That's what we said before. He says, oh, so what's the pshat? He says, Agav, look on the left side now. Agav yisbar lada tumiyas, on page 11. Agav yisbar lada tumiyas adake Moshe. Now he's going to give a terence to the Ramos Kasha on the Beis Yosef. So what does the Beis Yosef say? We should paskin like the Zohar, but the Zohar is Reb Shimon. And Reb Shimon is already in the Gemara. What did the Zohar add? It's in the Gemara. Machlokes Reb Yehuda Reb Shimon. Agav it's paralad to miyasa daki Moshe mashkoza beis Yosef. Tigir adash mutu bano v'chach be'lublin eshivol advar v'omim dosu bano. So he says like this. So says the Satmar Rebbe, page 11 on the left side, the first word on the line is Habes Yosef Bezeh, in the middle of that line, on the left side, the paragraph Va'agav. First word on the line is Habes Yosef Bezeh. The Chashavti Utaris Al Pimash Chosef Zal Pesach HaShabbos. Shiyotzer Rab Shimon Yochai, Lezer Berei Min Hamar. When Shimon Yochai left the cave, and his son Rab Lezer with him, Shomer Pichas Ben Yar Chasne V'Nafek La'Pei, Eilu L'Bei B'nei V'Avaka, Aruch Le'il B'Sre, Chazad Ha'Va Be'i Pili D'Gufe, Ha'Vaka Bochi Amalei Oili Sher Asicha B'Kach, Amalei Ashrecha Sher Yisi B'Kach, Shel Mole L'R Yisani B'Kach, Lo Matzasa B'Kach. He says, the Bikarki have a Makshir of Shimri Chai Kusha, have a Mafark Le'il B'Pichas Ben Yar Kleisa Peruke. In the old, it used to be, Rav Shimri Chai would say Akasha, Rav Pichas Ben Yar would give 12 Lasov, you have a makshir of Pilchas Ben Yair Kusha. In the end, when Pilchas Ben Yair would ask the kasha, and the farach leil of Shimon Yochai esrim va'arba peruke, and Shimon Yochai would give 24 terutzim. In other words, beforehand he went into the cave, so Reb Shimon Ben Yochai would be asking all the questions, and Reb Pilchas Ben Yair would give the terutzim. But now it's just the opposite. In other words, Rav Shimon Ben Yochai grew so much that he was able to answer the kashas of Rav Pinchas Ben Yair. As beforehand, he would ask the questions. Rav Pinchas Ben Yair would give him the answers. Now, Rav Pinchas Ben Yair is asking the questions. Rav Shimon Ben Yochai is giving the answers. So you see, a kolpanim bor the achash yotzam in the ma'ara, Allah v'nisala b'koch haTorah yoser b'mala b'malachim mala, that he got on a very high madrega in those years that he was in the cave. So it says like this. So it says the Sefer Yad Shalom. Take a look on page 17 in the bottom right. Ukvod kedushas Maran Rabban. Rabbeinu Hakadosh b'divrei Yoel. Kosel Tarsus b'divrei Beis Yosef. Shara Shimon Yochai Rav Lozer b'Reben Amara. Shara Pichas b'Divrei Chasne b'Nafal Chapei, etc. So he says like this, Ulai, Shedvarv, on the left side, the first word on the line on page 17 is Shedvarv. Shedvarv, Shebetal, Benemar, Kodim, Shenechba, Bema'ara. He said, whatever Rav Shimon Ben Yochai was saying in the Gemara, that was before he was in the Ma'ara. So Memela, he wasn't on that same level. So Memela, in the Gemara, the halacha is like Rabbi Huda and Rav Shimon, we pass them like Rabbi Huda over Rav Shimon. That's the klal. But if it's in the Zoya, right, and it's the same person, but now Rav Shimon is such a high madrega. So now, if Rav Shimon still says what he says, we don't say halacha Rabbi Yehuda. It's only because he still said it after he came out of the Mara, when he was a high madrega, and he's still paskin that it's aser. So now we have to follow Rav Shimon by Shimon the Zoya. Because in the Gemara, that was before the Ma'ara. That was before the Ma'ara. So before the Ma'ara, he wasn't on that same madrig. In the Ma'ara, he sweat in the Ma'ara. It was, you know, Torah Shalom Marati Ba'api, as Chazal say, based on the Pasuk. So that's the Pshat. In other words, Beis Yosef is saying, but in the Zohar, it still says it. So that means even when he got on a high madrega, he's still saying it. And when he says it then, that beats out even Rabbi Yehuda. The Basa Adifa Shei Kocho Godol Yosef. Kein Kosov Beis Yosef Lofi Shei Besefer HaZohar Nira Shehigin Shehagir Osu B'Hanoah Al Kein Yesh Li Zohar. Wow. Oh, so he says like this. So that's the Satmar Rebbe's answer to the Barkei Moshe's Kasha on the Beis Yosef. He says, "Siva v'china zeh yesh lo magam Yosef Atzadik." He says, Yosef Atzadik learned Torah when he was a young kid. He was 17 years old. Ben Zkude Bulo, right? Well, Torah Zu, you know, life was easy then for him. You know, life was easy. Toch Harachava. But then, when he was sold to Mitzrayim, and he was in the jail, and then he really had a sweat to keep learning in jail. So then he was what? he was on a higher madrega. In other words, the same parallel that exists between Shimon ben Yochai before he was in the cave and after the cave is the same thing of Yosef HaTzadik before he was in Mitzrayim and after he was in Mitzrayim. He says, Yesh Olam Duchol Ha'esa Shonim Shaya B'Veis HaSor Av Shaya Lomit Torah Pitoch HaTchak Av HaShnei Shonim Yitos V'lo Haya B'Dochuk Yosef. He says, but the last 2 years in jail, the Medrash says that was a good thing. He was always a punishment, but he grew from that. Why? Because, you see, the first 10 years in jail, he still felt there's hope. You know, because I helped out the Sar Hamashkim, I helped out the Sar, you know, so I'm going to get out. But the last 2 years, he sees that he... The Sar Hamashkim and Sar Ofim are going to help me. When they get freed, they'll help me. So even though it was 10 years, he felt it'll be okay. But once the Sar Hamashkim came out of jail, and Vayishkachehu, he says, now there's no hope for me. So these 2 years were torture, more than the first 10 years. And yet he still learned Torah, Mitoch Adchak. So that brought him on a much higher level of Limud HaTorah, because it's really Mitoch Adchak. And that's shown in the Medrash. V'hi Asayim Yomim, Sheitosav lo od shnei shonim, al zed dor shamedrash hatam, b'chol etzev yeh mosar. Odesha yeh, ol beis shonim, another, the chibit's case of Hashem, Yomim, was the 2 extra years, he became on a very high madrega. Oh, so now he's going to say an unbelievable thing. L'chein, said this Yeh Sholom, l'chein achakak, sheyoshav le'chol imechav, he wanted to show them, his brothers, what, you know, the significance of the past 2 years. Rachel Odil Rameis Lehem Dover Zel Dadesha Bebes Asor Higielo O Tova Shalom and his Kaddish Esa Kedushas and God Al Kocho Matorah Deshaloma Torah Mitochat Chak. So what? How did he show them? Rameis Lehem Begir Hanosha. Shenifsak, because what do we paskin? The Zohar says, when Shimon Yochai was in the high madrega, he still held that it's Asa. So when you're a high, so that shows the high madrega, it's still Asa, that's the madrega of Shimon Yochai after the Mara. After Rav Shimon Sfirle, but Talmud Shemutter, I mean, the maskad is that it's Mutter was Rabbi Huda, Rav Shimon, Alocha, Rabbi Huda, Valkevim Shemazar, Kosim to Asa, Nachtina la Alocha, Neish la Hachmer, so that's pshat, that when Yosef HaTzadik is meeting his brothers, what does he show them? He takes away the Gid Hanasha. Tol Gid Hanasha, Tol means not only take it away completely. In other words, we can take it out and I can give it to someone else. I'm going to throw it in the garbage because it's also Bahana. And that's the high madrig of Shimon Meochai, that after the Mara, he's still saying also Bahana. And that's the madrega of Yosef HaTzadik after Mitzrayim. Shetziva laharas lahem she'edu b'shamish bo klal fish osu b'hanah. Tol gid anosha means tol lagamre. Throw it away. It's osu b'hanah. So even though from the Gemara is mashma that it's mutter b'hanah, because Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, halachic Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda says mutter, v'alkeim v'shem zohar ya'achar shalom ator mitachat rach, v'alkeim na'atin ha'chi. Me'el muva madulu. So what is it Chazal tell us that Rabbi Yehu, that Yosef took away the chaylev and the dam? Because he wanted to show him how a person can change and be a high madrega when you learn Torah and you're still under you're under chak, you're under tsar, and you're still learning, how much that learning is could be significant. And that's the... That's the Torah Mitochat Chak. And that's what he says. We say in the Al Hanisim, Asad Gibrim Ar Chaloshim, Rabbi Ma'at Matim, etc. So he says, Gibor Mi'ad Chaloshim, Rabbi Ma'at Matim. So that's a Nes. But what's the Nes? Shoyim Bi'ad Tzadikim? Shouldn't Tzadikim, of course, Zaydim Bi'ad Oskei Sar Secha? Isn't that Shur Sadin, that Tzadikim should be that the Shoyim? Omnum Lalan Yuvad Heitav, Ki Be'emes Kodem Al Mucham HaYu Chaloshim B'Torah. They were chaloshim b'torah, Achaladesha Umdaleh Malchus Yavan, and they had Malchus Yavan, and they still learned Torah. They were most of the Nefesh for Talmud Torah. They all over this Alu Bekoch HaTorah. V'nasu Tzadikim Gdoshim Oskei Torah. And that's why there was Chaloshim Biyad Ma'atim, the Achaladesha Chaloshim Ma'atim, Alzeh Masur Asnashim Masur B'Torah. And then they were able to, even though they started off weak in Torah, but because they kept learning, even under the Malchus Yavan, then they grew. So this parallel, he says here, the Avshalom is shown from the Gid Hanasha, from the Zohar in the Gid Hanasha, that a person keeps learning. I always say about here, the situation of this tkufa of corona, when things were difficult, and you keep learning, that's the highest level of learning. Because, ach, chach mosi amdoli, the pasuk says, Torah shalamadati ba'ach, hi amdoli. You know, the Torah that you learn with the highest things, that, you know, I remember one year, I Yitzchak Izbi, was a Rav in Brooklyn, he was the Rav of the Aguda. He was a son-in-law. He was also a Rebbe in Breuers at one point. He was a son-in-law of Rav David Krongles. Rav David Krongles was the Mashkiach in Eretz Yisrael. He wrote a sefer called Divrei David. Divrei David. Well, so the sefer Divrei David is primarily on Zrayim. Now, why did they write a sefer on Zrayim? What, an Altamira is writing a sefer on Zrayim. That's not usually the thing they learn in the Lithuanian yeshivas. They learn Bava Kama, you know. So Rabbi Izbi said over at Shal Shudis one year, he said, his father-in-law's yortzeit, he said, the word is that when he came to the Mir in Shanghai, you know, it wasn't so easy. You know, people talk about it, you know, they were able to get away in Shanghai, but it wasn't easy. It wasn't easy conditions. So he felt the only way that he would be able to learn in those conditions was to learn something B'Iyan that he never learned B'Iyan before. You know, this way it'll get him excited about it. So to do things that he did before is not going to get him as excited. So therefore he decided to learn Zerayim B'Iyan, and he wrote the Sefer Divrei David. But the idea is, when things are difficult, and you still push, whatever, you have to have ways of getting through. Rav David Krongles' way of learning to do something that he never did before, being, and that got him going, and that Torah was very special to him, and that's what his sefer. There are other things in that sefer also, but it's primarily. You should know Rav Abadi once told me to look at that sefer because he has a tshuva about opening the water faucet on Shabbos. Hot water faucet. He has a tshuva in the Divrei David. That's one time he told me. Look at the Mashkiach of Neri Yisrael Sefer. He told me to look there. So there's not everything is on Zerayim. There's a water faucet also, and all the things. But that's the idea. That Shimon ben Yochai wasn't the same Shimon ben Yochai as he was before, and when he was after. And Yosef HaTzadik wasn't the same Yosef HaTzadik when he was home in his father's house and everything was easy. And then he was in Mitzrayim and he still persevered. That causes a person to grow at the highest levels. So that's, you know, we're still in Hanukkah now. You know, this year, Miketz is not Shabbos Hanukkah anymore. Okay, but we can still speak about Pashas Miketz in the Zman of Hanukkah. So last week with Vayeshev is the real Shabbos Chanukah this year. But this is another connection. Chanukah, because they persevered. Even in the time of Yavan, they persevered. And therefore they were able to prevail. And that's Malas Limad HaTorah B'Mesiras Nefesh. There's no mitzvah that we try to put ourselves in a situation where, you know, like the Roman said, where we're. But if you had the situation and you persevere, so b'chol etzev yeh mosa, even though it was difficult situations, there's growth from it. So v'hibi k'nei sosayim yomim, those are the highest levels of growth of Yosef HaTzadik. The highest levels of growth of Yosef HaTzadik, and he was telling that, because now he didn't know whether he's ever going to be rescued. Because now Tsar Mashkim was always hoping Tsar Mashkim will remember him one day. But now Tsar Mashkim is free, and he still forgets him. Now what? So he was tortured, but he still persevered and learned, and he wanted to show them, here, I'm throwing away the Gidon Asher, because that's the high madrega of Rav Shimon Yer Yochai Acher Hamara. That's the idea. Limud HaTorah b'Mesiras Nefesh. Okay, we're going to say, so let me wish you, well.
You know, there's a Nitziv, came up with a finished Torah and it was for Rosh Hashanah. And Rosh Hashanah was shocked that he himself had not thought of it. He writes it in the paper.
Yeah.
And so he asked the Nitziv, how is it that you thought of this and I didn't think of it? So the Nitziv said, he learned well. Rosh Hashanah was very wealthy.
Right.
He says, I learned with difficulties. There were more Mayan on a Chachma that opened up for me. And Rosh Hashanah brings this down in his paper. He says, like, this is how brave this young man is. What daf
does it
mean?
Okay, very good. I want to see that inside.
Yeah.
I put it in a packet next time.
Can I ask a question on this?
Yeah, wait, later you'll ask me. I just want to wish everyone 1 second. Let me just greet everyone and wish everyone a good Shabbos. So let me see. Who is this? Okay, good Shabbos, everyone. Rabbi Levy. And Rabbi Shabbos and Rabbi Katan.
Good Shabbos, Rabbi.
Yeah, and Joey DeMoise and Ezra Hagler, Gilad Badner. See you, Rory Hertzfeld, and Yitzchak Carroll, and the son of Fishman from Yushalayim. You see, you're learning Torah from Yushalayim. Moshe Nefesh, Moshe Carroll, Yitzchak Carroll, Yehuda Shitris. And Yosef Katan and Hess and Yehuda Vadi, Shalom, and Dr. Bauer, Shalom, and Avi Arbisel, nice to see you, and Ezra Hess and Dr. Bauer, and Benji Wallach, and who else is here? Benji Aberman, Michael Ben Lolo, Elon Sasson, and Avram Levitt, and Mayor Kesserman, and Rav Sokol, and Rav John Horowitz, and Jacob Silviger, and Rav Avigdor Felder, and Harav Achron Choviv of Eric Goldstein. Yeah, we had Shira Klein. We haven't had Shira Klein in a long time, so because the door was locked, and because of the snow, they didn't open the doors. So you see, we still learned. You know, B'tochatcha. I don't know which is considered B'tochatcha, the classroom of this, but okay. Okay, did I catch everyone?
Rabbi.
One second. So, on Sunday, 11 o'clock, we'll have more Chazara. This way we can finish Chazara. So, please, maybe, I don't know when we're going to have the Mechina, but I would recommend that over Shabbos, you know, we did a nice amount of, we did like 30 some questions. So this way, across the week, we'll finish and we'll have a bechina, and then we'll figure out what to do during the you know, the break and how it fits into your schedule and things like that. Okay, so have a good time. Yes, Ezra Hess.
Rabbi.
Yes.
Yes. Good question. This week's